At Grego's party, sex happens everywhere.
The Hard Line.
I don't see how this didn't make the emergency break of the week.
They didn't hear it.
We didn't say the F word.
Because if it had, it probably would have won.
I don't know. Last night might have something to say about it.
That girl? No. Did she win?
No, she didn't win.
Who won?
Gribble won for something.
Gribble?
Yeah.
He confused Ice Cube and Ice-T in a press conference.
Yeah, he pulled the Wade Boggs, George Brett trick on Ice Cube.
I like that bit when Corby did it 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Gribble was good.
No, of course,
come
Sturm
on.
And Drong trying to be exactly like we are can't come up with their own stuff.
Well, if it was... That's not an emergency break if it's... If that's your bit.
Hey, the only thing you need to know about that emergency break of the week, the meltdown at the postgame show with Ben and Skin didn't win.
I didn't hear that. Was that bad?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's the worst thing that's ever been on the air.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Why haven't I heard it?
Could you believe that didn't win?
Because you don't listen.
Incredible.
The funniest part.
What beat that?
Gribble doing obvious man.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
Let's kill the damn wolf and just put on the best show we can.
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Anal.
Also starring Danny Paul.
Hello, I'm Danny.
Kevin Scott.
Okay.
And Corby Davidson.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
High five!
Go!
The Hard Line!
3:21 is the time. 1 minute past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310 AM, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to today.
A lot of one-hitters.
Oh, yeah. A lot of one-hitters today.
That's good.
You want to start with an email?
If you've got one, yeah, sure.
It's pretty pertinent to the open today if you didn't listen to it.
Cora.
Can't help you much. But. Guys' night out not too long ago. Last week. Remember the stripper we had out there? Mm-hmm. We didn't know she was a stripper until she basically took her clothes off in front of us.
Yeah, that was a real hard one to pinpoint.
She emails.
Well, she's a reformed stripper, isn't she?
Yeah, she said she hadn't stripped in...
5 or 6 years.
Yeah. She's got a normal
job.
She's
a paralegal now.
Are we playing Twister?
She emails me. She says, "Hey, Corby. It's me, Jen the stripper, from Guy's Night Out at Wizards.
Snake.
I tried to call the station a couple of times the day after the event to defend myself, but man, you guys don't answer the phones, huh?"
Gee, I wonder who that's aimed at.
It's funny. It's my new laugh, dude. Get used to it.
Anyway, I just wanted to let everyone know that thinks that I was wasted that night, I was not. I had consumed only 2 beers at that point and was nowhere near loaded, as I heard someone say.
Well, you know what? If she wasn't, she should have stuck with that premise.
Well, who said that? Who said she was loaded? I didn't think she was loaded.
I think we all did, except for you.
No, she seemed in control.
Really?
Yeah.
Certainly knew how to get that top off.
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't hard. Yeah, it really wasn't tough to get that top off.
What amazed me about that whole scene was once that song started rolling, how quickly she found that gear that she left behind 6 years ago.
Yeah, dropped right into character. She says, I had a fantastic time. You guys are a blast. I saw the pics on the website. I must ask, where did the other 10 or so go? I know someone was taking a bunch. Also, I didn't realize my boobs are that big. Wow.
She didn't?
No.
She paid for them. She should know.
Take care. See you soon. You believe that? That she didn't realize how big her boobs were?
I doubt that. Generally, I would think when you're going to buy new jugs for yourself, you generally know where you're headed size-wise, don't you?
Probably so.
Well, what happens every day when you get out of the shower and you start toweling off?
Or you're soaping up in the shower.
Yeah.
As so many of them do.
When those big old giant mams are going everywhere.
When you can't see your feet because
right.
your jugs are in the way.
Greg.
And you think, man, this is great.
Wait till she's 80.
And those things still be perfect.
Yeah, you know how weird that'll look? Old wrinkle bag and then...
Yeah, oh, maybe not.
Those two bowling balls just sitting there.
Hey, maybe she'll take good care of herself.
Oh.
And still be a nice piece when she's 80.
But the laws of gravity say that just won't work. I mean, everything else is going to droop.
See, this is all new territory we're going into.
Right.
Because, you know, let's just say the first really solid boob jobs happened in the, late 80s?
Yeah, we haven't seen the...
Oh, they've been around since the 60s.
Yeah, but the good ones, I'm saying. You know, it was pretty rare for a chick to get a boob job in the 60s.
Yeah, we really haven't seen a large cross-section of what happens when the implants get old.
It's kind of like what happens when rock stars get old. You always wondered that.
Right.
Now we're just starting to
find out.
Right. Some die. Some still play.
Yeah, some have it, some don't.
Yeah. I can't wait for that day, though.
I can't wait for all the old ladies to have these tattoos on the small of their back.
Exactly. That, too.
That'll be attractive, won't it?
The old lady tattoo.
And the small of the back starts getting all wrinkly and... The tattoo starts to fade.
It's like one of those Mad Magazine centerfolds. Remember where you had to unfold it and then fold it kind of to get
right.
the gist of it? That's like what it's going to be in the back of the tattoo. You're going to have to like spread out the crinkle wrinkles of a lady to see what her tattoo used to be.
So it'll be the geriatric upper butt fold-in?
Right.
Because that was the Mad fold-in.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to get a tattoo now so it'll look good when I'm 80, if I live that long, and I'm just going to get like an anchor on my forearm, and that's it.
A Popeye anchor?
Yeah.
Do it. Just a single-line Popeye anchor.
Right.
Put on with a coat hanger and India ink.
God, you remember that girl we had up here when we had that tattoo removal show who had those tattoos done with a coat hanger?
Yeah.
Whew.
She was in bad shape, wasn't she?
She was one of the ones where they removed it.
Yeah.
She got that done. Boy, that's one torn up bitch.
Greg.
I really wish I hadn't said that. I really do.
We're all glad you did. I need to think about these things ahead of time.
I know, Rhymes, I do, but I just can't. I'm just not that smart.
Well, maybe we ought to put out a call for old women who had implants a long time ago. Come up here and let us see what you look like with those implants.
You think there's a lot of women who got them when they were like 50 that are now pushing 70 or something?
I don't know. I wonder.
That big, you know, we've been needing to get a new round table up. That's a pretty good topic.
Okay, how are we going to get 70-year-old women up here that had boob jobs?
We're going to have help from the P1 that knows somebody.
That actually will fess up to having that done and then talk about it with us. No one.
Yeah, hey,
Edna.
Probably nobody.
Call your grandmothers out there. If your grandmother has an abnormally large bus line.
Ask them if they have any friends that have had implants.
And you know how it is.
Ago.
I mean, can you believe how they used to do the first ones?
They just injected silicone
like right into your body.
Yeah, they'd cut them open and put a sock in there, wouldn't they?
No, they just inject silicone.
You know how when you hug some girls and you realize that they have monster boob jobs, it's like, you know, hugging two balls of steel.
Two bowling balls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that being your grandma. Like, hi, grandma, hi, you know, and you walk up and you give her a hug and then just boom, running into a wall of boobs.
Like hugging two shot puts.
Yeah, those poor kids.
All right, well, let's see that. Let's see if we can get that going, and good luck to us with it. All right, what are we doing next? Is Sturm coming in here?
No, he's not ready.
Oh, he's not?
He dropped the ball.
He did?
Yeah. We said he's going to have to put us off another week.
I mean, we told him last week we wanted to do it today, and he didn't do it. I mean, he let us down. I mean, he screwed up.
You know how that
show
is.
Not our fault. Nothing's ever our fault.
Mm-mm.
All right, then in that case, I guess we'll just do another segment just like that.
No. You know what we're doing.
I thought we were saving that till tomorrow.
No.
No? Okay.
Well, it's Jack Johnson talk.
Hello.
Hello.
If you're a girl...